now. Welcome everyone to the special council meeting here on July 27th, 2021. And Debbie, would please call the roll.
Grindel?
Here.
Capusta?
Here.
Narduzzi?
Here.
Sinek?
Here.
Tracus?
Present.
Vavirka?
Here.
Walchanowicz?
Here. Very good. This meeting only has, I believe, one item on it. That's ordinance number 2021-104. I guess before we have the reading of it, Jessica, I'll have you give an explanation.
Sure. First, I'm going to introduce a few people that are on the screen just so that everyone has a sense of reference. Tom Cherick, who is with Welty Building Company, is on the screen as well. We have Jennifer Six with Insight Consulting and Elizabeth Newman with CBiz on the line. Janie Hanna is also here with Insight Consulting, and I think that's everyone. Just to give us some background information, we've been working with CBiz now for a while, trying to find them a new location. CBiz is a very important company to the City of Independence. And as they were looking for a new headquarters, we're considering expanding here at the City of Independence, as well as looking at other options in the region, as well as outside of the state of Ohio. And as we've talked in the past, CBiz has been here in the City of Independence for more than 2 decades, and I believe that they want to stay here and grow, which is why we're here talking today. They are, they have more than 100 offices and about 4,800 associates across 33 states. So that's a big company. Independence is the company headquarters. They are committed to being a tenant, leasing 50,000 square feet of a office, newly constructed Class A office building of about 125,000 square feet on Rockside Woods Boulevard North. They have currently about a payroll of about $38 million and will grow that payroll to $40 million. And for that consideration and trying to keep them here and being competitive with what not only our competitors and our neighboring communities, but what's being offered across the state, the City of Independence has put together an incentive package to keep CBiz here in the state of Ohio and here in the City of Independence. The reason why we're bringing this legislation before you today is yesterday the Ohio Tax Credit Authority went through and approved the state portion of their incentives, which gives the company some level of comfort knowing that there's a pot of money from the state of Ohio that's being committed to the project. But they're now looking for the City of Independence to make sure that there are some incentives that are being committed by the City of Independence to, again, make the project move forward. Obviously, going through the construction of a 125,000 square foot building on Welty side is a big expense, and CBiz being their largest tenant in that building, they want to make sure that some of these loose ends are tied up prior to going too far down the path. So we are proposing here, CBiz is going to lease this 50,000 square foot office space, Class A office space, for a period of 20 years. So in consideration of that lease, we are proposing that we offer CBiz a 10-year, 37.5% income tax grant. So they also, in that grant, they are committing to maintaining $800,000 a year in municipal income tax payments to the City of Independence. Obviously, as COVID has impacted the way people work, we want to make sure that these jobs stay in the City of Independence. These people are committed to working here in the City of Independence and paying the municipal income tax that we so rely on. So just to give City Council some numbers again, that $40 million payroll would yield to the City of Independence about $800,000 a year in income tax. Rebating that back to the company at 37.5% would yield back to CBiz about $300,000 or $3 million over that 10-year period. As we have done in the past, we are making sure, obviously, that since CBiz is signing a 20-year lease, the grant payment is only for half, and they are committed to staying here in the City of Independence and maintaining that payroll for that back half, or as what I refer to as a monitoring period of that later half of that 20-year grant pay period. So we have CBIZ, we also have Welty and Insight Consulting here on the line, just in case anyone has any questions about both the company, the total project, and this incentive.
Thank you, Jess. Any questions from council of Jess? And Jess, this incentive is consistent with what we have done in the past, I believe.
Correct. We've really done a really good job lately of mirroring the grant period and the term so that there's an equal portion of a lease for a monitoring period and a grant period. So if there's, for example, if it's a 10-year grant, we would offer a 5-year grant. So there's an equal 5 years to monitor and make sure that revenue is still staying in the City of Independence. And it's also consistent in terms of percentage what we have done for other deals. For example, the MAI program that we put together earlier this year was for a 5-year period with a 5-year monitoring period, and again at the 37.5%.
Thank you, Jess. Any questions of Jess?
Jim,
Council?
Jim Trakas does.
Okay, Jim.
Hi, Mr. Vice Mayor. Thank you. Yeah, I just was curious for Insight Consulting. Who is their, what is their role in this, and who do they work with?
Good afternoon. Insight Advisory Group is an economic development consulting group that is an affiliate of the Welty Building Company and Welty Development. We were asked to come aboard as advisors over the incentive package for Jobs Ohio, this, and the City of Independence.
Thank you.
Any other questions from council, or Mayor, do you have any comments to make?
No, other than I've appreciated the attention council has paid to this very important economic development deal and the strategy that we put together. This is just another step in a multi-step process that we have assured Welty and CBIZ that we would be do our due diligence and be as expedite as much as we can to still be efficient and effective in our decisions. So this is just another step.
Thank you, Mayor. Vern, our finance director.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I just caught this, Jess or Greg O'Brien. The ordinance 2021-104 is specifically just to CBIZ Inc., but I think we found out through some of our research, and Elizabeth, maybe you could confirm this, that payroll that's cited in the Justice memo dated July 8th, it includes a number of CBIZ entities, plural, and should the legislation be amended to possibly just read CBIZ Inc. and related companies, just so we're not caught in some legal predicament that we're accounting some other corporate entities toward this grant when technically it's not CBIZ, Inc.?
Yeah, I think if we amend, I'm comfortable either way, because we have done that where we've wrapped in other affiliated companies so that we were assured that they'd hit the deliverables that the company is saying. But I have no issue if we amend CBIZ and affiliate companies.
Perfect. Thank you.
I think I'll make that motion then, Greg, to put that in the legislation. Now, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Second by Chris. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. That legislation includes that amendment suggested by the finance director and the law director. Any other questions or comments? Well, Debbie, I guess I'll introduce ordinance number 2021-104. Do we have a motion for title only?
Title only.
All in favor?
Aye.
An ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a job retention and creation grant agreement with CBIZ Inc. and related and affiliate companies to retain operations within the city.
Motion to suspend?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Any second?
Second.
Second by Dale. Debbie, call the roll, please.
Grindel?
Yes.
Capusta?
Yes.
Narducci?
Yes.
Sinek?
Yes.
Tracus?
Aye.
Vavrka?
Yes.
Walchanowicz?
Yes.
The legislation passes unanimously. Mayor, do you want to make any further comments, or?
Only that by your vote this evening, you've reaffirmed the stated position of the city that council is 100% united and supported in this, behind this project. So I thank council, and I thank the economic development team, and it reaffirms for our customer that we're united and working towards our common goal of getting this building built and occupied.
Very good. Thank you, Mayor. I echo those sentiments. I think on behalf of council, we've been unified every step of the way in this project and the way it's progressed, and we're just pleased. We hope that we can keep that train moving and keep on the timeline for Walty to build that. And like I say, it's an exciting time for the city and for CBIZ, I'm sure.
And thank you, Tom and Jennifer. Thanks for Elizabeth. Thanks for everything.
Great. Yes, and if I could just echo those comments,
sure,
on behalf of our CBIZ team and all of our stakeholders, how much we appreciate your partnership. We are thrilled to be able to make our new corporate headquarters home in Independence and stay in our home where we've been for over 20 years. So thank you all so much.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rockside Woods North is going to be an exciting place to be for years to come.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Any other comments from council before we take a motion to adjourn? All right, anybody want to make the motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Tom made the motion, second?
Second.
Very good. Second by Dale. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, everyone, for taking your time out, and thank you for CBIZ.